1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, finally Friday, March 25th, 2022. It's the day before our grand opening open house that's happening tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. Lots more to say about that, but I chose this verse. I was looking for something about encouragement or making a difference, and so I used technology to God's glory and went on Google and typed in making a difference, Bible verses about impacting the world. I also looked up songs that encourage volunteering and how people can help others make a change in their lives. And so I want to do a little reading that I found on the internet. In fact, it's on my phone under Making a Difference, Bible verses about making a difference, because I have about 18 people I want to do a shout out for, because we had a fantastic volunteer effort at our WLUJ studios in Springfield yesterday. And it was such a delight to be with these saints, working hard, putting together the newsletter and mailing, sharing stories, testifying to God's goodness. So more to say about them in just a minute, but listen to a couple of these paragraphs that I thought is very appropriate for today and in light of the volunteers that helped yesterday, and hopefully true of you maybe today or this weekend or in the coming days as you think about the difference that you can make and that God's called you to make. Do you sometimes tell yourself, I can't do it? Well, guess what? Yes, you can. God has a plan for everyone, and as Christians, we are called to make a difference in the world. Don't be like other Christians. Be like Christ. Oh, that's pretty tricky. Don't be like other Christians. Be like Christ. You might be the only Christian in your family, and God can use you to get everyone saved. You can be the one who influences one person, and then that person influences two more people, thus getting more people saved. With God's strength, you can save millions of lives. Don't dwell on the situation you're in now, but trust in the Lord and do His will. There are so many ways you can make a change in the world. Just doing something can be a lot. Let God use you by letting Him in full control, because He knows what's best for you. And this goes on and on. It was very encouraging. But yesterday, God used about 18 people to assemble and label and stamp and fold and insert and put together a special mailing for the WLUJ family of station donors. Those are people that have contacted the station in the last few years. And so we wanted to make sure that they got the new updated program guide, a special letter from Tim Nelson. He's the operations manager there. We included an invite to the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe that'll be put on in April, and you'll all be hearing more about that, but a special invitation card to tune in. Then two small frequency cards the size of a business card that lists our 19 frequencies and the main town it covers, and a map on the other side so you can see the amazing coverage throughout central Illinois and west central Indiana. And then on the giving envelope where people can write their comments, thoughts, prayer requests, and such. So that got into the mail last night and will be received in the next few days by over 1,500 of the donors of the WLUJ family of stations. And in the letter, it's mentioned that there's not going to be a share-a-thon, because the WLUJ family of stations for 35 years has generally held two share-a-thons each and every year. And so a couple years ago, when it came time for share-a-thon and Great News Radio was now a part of the WLUJ family of stations, at the time, COVID was starting up, and we just said, no, people have so many concerns, we're canceling share. And so there wasn't that spring share of 2021, and God provided. Thank you, God, for all the generous donors. And so then we got into the fall of last year, and I said, okay, this is the last share, and let's see if God can just provide and not have shares anymore. So we made our share goal last year by, I think, $200, just made it. And felt like that would be the last share that we would have. So we did not have a spring share, and this was just kind of an announcement to let people know that we're going to just trust that God will provide for our needs through the listeners. And so that, along with an updated program guide and those other materials mentioned, got sent out yesterday, but it took a Herculean? Yeah, I think that's what it is, effort. Everyone working very hard, which always motivates me, but it was just a fun time, a lot of sharing, storytelling. In fact, people were saying, hey, tell us about how the ministry all started. So, you know, I got on a bit of a roll. Somebody else said, are you going to do any trips to Israel again? We've been looking forward to that. And so that got me pretty pumped and motivated. As many of you know, I've taken and hosted 28 trips to Israel. And so we're praying up when God would maybe lead us to do another trip. But there were some people that said, hey, we're very interested. And I said, well, the last trip I'm on is always the last trip, unless God puts a theme or a purpose or a real intentionality on going. I mean, I've gone a lot, so I don't need to go again. But I love coordinating the trips and seeing what God does through the whole experience and the sharing, the biblical narrative on location. And anyways, I got on a bit of a roll about that, and people were talking about, what are the plans for the future? Are there going to be power increases? So I got to talk a little bit about that and the ministry goals to educate, edify, and evangelize. So it was just great as we had three or four different tables and groups of people working together, whether it was the assembly of the materials group, or the inserting group, putting everything into the envelope, or the labeling group, or the stamping group. We had some great teams. So here's a quick shout out for Kim Mattes from Chatham, Joan Culp from Rochester, Kathleen Winhold from Rochester, Handy Mike Meyer from Athens, Holly Burns from White Heath. Wow, she really worked hard. Actually, everyone did. Paul Eastvold from Springfield, Butch Stillwell from Springfield, Tim Nelson from Springfield, April Godsill from Greenview, Heather Godsill from Greenview. That was a mother-daughter combination. In fact, happy birthday, April. That's coming up this next month, so we have an April birthday for April. Carolyn Eastvold from Springfield, Pamela Hughes from Springfield, Maureen Schiff from Springfield, Bill Schaefer from Springfield, Karen Smith from Springfield, Rich Silverson from Springfield, Mary Lou Tuttle from Springfield, and Maryam Brooks from Springfield. And I think we had one last volunteer at the very end that came in. I don't think she got the sign in, but she stayed to the end. And in fact, we were done by about 3:30 in the afternoon. So 5.5 hours, it went very, very well. And these were super volunteers. Thank you so much. In fact, I want to dedicate this song to you and all of you that serve in various ways, whether it's just a kind, caring word that you share with someone, maybe it's in the Sunday school class that you're teaching or leading or facilitating. Maybe it's after you've been touched by a radio program and you've shared those nuggets of truth with someone. Maybe it's through your missionary efforts, whether it's at work or overseas or in your own family. God oftentimes uses the small things in our lives to make an impact, quite possibly a profound, eternal impact in someone's life. So here's a song familiar to many of you by an artist you probably haven't heard much of. Her name is Peggy DeHaven, but the song is titled, Thank You for Giving to the Lord.
I dreamed I went to heaven, and you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, then someone called your name. You turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, Friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only eight. And every week he would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. Change. Thank her for you and said, remember the time you heard that I was very sick. They said that I might die. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the prayers you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Your generosity, little things that you have done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. And I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your
was Penny DeHaven with familiar lyrics and a song from some years back that many of you probably sang a lot, and it conveys the various ways that we can make a difference in this world and someone's life. Well, everyone, if you've been tuned in for a period of time, you know about the grand opening open house that's happening tomorrow at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. The Singing Men of GNN, because it seems like it's going to be cooler and windy, will be singing indoors right in front of Dick's Sporting Goods. I think it's called Dick's Court. We'll have some seating. And so if you come out tomorrow at 3:30, that's when we'll put on a mini concert. I think we're going to start off with the national anthem, then Till Jesus Comes, It's All Right Now, Thy Word, Holy, 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 I Saw the Light. And so we'll have a little bit of testimony time and sing and declare the wonders of God. So here's two songs we'll be singing tomorrow. I'll play them back to back. Thy Word, followed by It's All Right Now, by the Singing Men of GNN.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word
That was the Singing Men of GNN singing It's All Right Now. One of the songs we'll be singing tomorrow at 3:30 indoors at the far east side of the mall, indoors in front of Dick's Sporting Goods. And in fact, there's a little hallway. It's kind of like a secret hallway that you can go through and come right down next to our studios. So if you come to our grand opening open house between 1 and 4, at 3:30, we'll give you a shortcut right into the mall, right next to Dick's Sporting Goods. And so we'll have food, fun, refreshments. In fact, Portillo's is going to provide some cakes for us. Appreciate them. Costco is going to provide hot dogs. We'll have some Hickory River barbecue. Thank you, God, for International Galleries. And Bill Mermelstein, he's got our artwork all done, and so today we'll finish putting it all up and getting everything set. So listening, friend, if you have the window of opportunity to come out tomorrow anytime between 1 and 4 p.m., we'd love to have you, and we think it'll be a great time to celebrate what God has done through the ministry, what he's doing through the ministry, and what we trust he'll continue to do into the future. So you're all invited to tomorrow's open house. If there's not a lot of parking, park in the Macy's lot and just walk on over to us. So you might have to walk 30, 40, 50 yards, but there's lots of parking. Just remember, we're between LensCrafters and Old Navy, and we'll be having our grand opening open house between 1 and 4 p.m. tomorrow. And we have our own private entrance from the outside of the mall. You can't really see us from the inside. So you enter the Great News Media offices and studios from the outside, and you'll see our Great News Media sign right next to LensCrafters and Old Navy sign outside. So you can't miss us. And remember, Singing Men of GNN sing at 3:30 tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and weekend, and I hope to see you tomorrow for our grand opening open house.